I'm Xochitl Mora. Welcome to your McAllen Minutes. If you missed the McAllen City Commission meeting of January 22nd, don't worry. Here's a brief recap of what was discussed. McAllen Mayor Pro Tem Omar Quintanilla called the McAllen City Commission meeting to order, and after the Pledge of Allegiance, District 1 Commissioner Tony Aguirre Jr. gave the invocation. The meeting began with the recognition of and a presentation to all of the law enforcement entities by McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez and Mayor Pro Tem Quintanilla that helped to make the 10th anniversary of the McAllen Holiday Parade a safe and successful event. Those agencies included U.S. Border Patrol Rio Grande Valley Sector, USCBP DHS Aaron Marine, USCBP DHS Port of Entry, US DHS Transportation Security Administration, US Federal Bureau of Investigation, Texas Department of Public Safety, Hidalgo County Sheriff's Department, South Texas College Police Department, McAllen ISD Police Department. Later, District 3 Commissioner Joaquin J.J. Zamora read a proclamation proclaiming January 25th as Risa Renee Hernandez Queen Citriana 87th Day. The Texas Citrus Fiesta was established in 1932 by Paul Ord and the Young Men's Business League as a way to celebrate the bountiful winter harvest of grapefruits and oranges from the lush subtropical Rio Grande Valley. And Risa Renee Hernandez, a citizen of McAllen, represented the city of McAllen in the 2023 Fiesta as the Duchess of Palms and was selected as Queen Citriana 87th to reign over the 2024 festivities along with the Royal Court and Tangerine Court. And the city of McAllen was proud to recognize the achievements of Risa, who will be crowned as Queen Citriana 87th on January 25th, where she will be representing the city of McAllen and the Texas Citrus Fiesta throughout the state of Texas at various parades, community events, and exhibits for citrus growers. Under the consent agenda, commissioners approved a budget amendment for the amount of $147,445.45 for related expansions of projects related to the construction of cargo facilities at Ansaldúa's International Bridge. Commissioners also approved the status reports for the Engineering, Parks and Recreation, and Planning and Zoning Departments, which highlights completed and ongoing projects and recorded and new subdivisions. Commissioners approved the following co-op purchases. A purchase contract to Timco Inc. of Waco for one new current model street sweeper utilizing HGAC cooperative pricing for a total purchase price of $356,070. A purchase contract to SHI Inc. for Okta MFA multi-factor authentication technology and related associated professional services through Texas DIR program for a total purchase price of $9,804.32. A purchase contract to Motorola Solutions for new APX N30 Motorola radios through HGAC Buy Program for a total cost of $111,979.97. Under bids and contracts, commissioners approved a purchase contract to Municipal Emergency Services for the purchase of 86 Fire Department Rescue and Wildland Personnel Protective Equipment, coats and pants, in the amount of $85,265. Commissioners approved a purchase contract to Laserfish through MCCI in the amount of $50,851.62 for the Laserfish maintenance agreement. Commissioners approved an award of contract for civil engineering services to B2Z Engineering, LLC for the Yuma Avenue roadway widening from 2nd Street to Jackson Avenue in the amount of $798,739.98. Commissioners approved receiving $308,085 in TxDOT funding, which is the 50-50 split with the rest awarded to the Lower Rio Grande Valley Development Council. Under resolutions, commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Office of the Governor Criminal Justice Division for funding under the FY25 Bullet Resistance Shield Grant Program. The grant request, in an amount not to exceed $25,000, will be to equip peace officers from the McAllen Fire Marshal's Arson Division with bullet-resistant shields. No local match is required. Commissioners authorized the submission of a grant application to the Texas A&M Forest Service for funding under the Schoolyard Forest Grants, which is used to create forested schoolyards to provide tree-natured exposure and accessibility within the most vulnerable communities across Texas to improve community health, well-being, and improved educational opportunities for children in underserved communities. The grant request is for $2,700,000 and if awarded, will be divided amongst 7 campuses. No local match is required. Under the manager's report, commissioners approve the Immigration and Respite Center report as the City of McAllen continues dealing with immigrants and asylum seekers being dropped off by federal agencies. While the number of immigrants and the COVID positivity rate have dropped in the past couple of weeks, city staff continues to work with local, state, and federal agencies. The facility at Ansaldúa's Park remains operational, and the City of McAllen and its partners remain vigilant for any changes in the numbers. We hope you enjoyed this recap of your McAllen City Commission meeting. Meetings are set for the second and fourth Monday of each month. We also air the entire meeting on the McAllen Cable Network Spectrum 1300 on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. For the City of McAllen, I'm Xochitl Mora.